Live from Los Angeles, it's the Light Changes Show.
Look at the bright lights. Look at the bright lights.
With tonight's guests, authors, artists, and musicians, Alice and Richard Matzkin.
Night sky. Look at the night sky where the stars have all.
And musical guest, Martin Kember. I am Mark Legere, and now your host, the MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
I couldn't wait to get into the studio today so that I could meet this beautiful couple who is our guest. The couple is our guest. I said that correctly, right? And our musical guest, and to tell this story that I've been holding on to all weekend because I couldn't wait for the weekend, in a sense, to be over and to have it ended successfully. So many of you know that I'm so much involved in doing the workshops. I'm so tired. What are our workshops, Mark?
Life improvement.
Life improvement.
The recalibration.
Workshop, the recalibration.
Energetic alchemy.
I do private coaching still, and I speak and I do the show and all that stuff. So I haven't had time to sing. And that's just, I haven't had time to keep up my chops. I've used my voice in so many other ways these days. But when two friends happened to ask me to sing on two separate occasions, and both of them happened to be on the exact same weekend, one day after the other, and they were both big events, I couldn't say no, and I thought, I can work this. I can make this happen. That's what I thought when I said yes. And then I got nervous, and I was busy, and I started getting frustrated and scared, and I'm not going to be able to do it. These are new songs I have to learn. Every day I was singing, and every day I sang, and every day I used my voice got more tired and more tired, and I said to myself, I'm not going to be able to do this. I'm not going to be able to do this. I'm not going to be able to do this. And so Friday came along before the Saturday event, and I was hoarse. And I thought I was coming down with something, and then I remembered oregano oil. Now, oregano oil is great for sore throats. Oregano oil is great for a lot of things. And what I normally do when I take oregano oil on occasion is I take 4 drops under my tongue, or you put it in water. I put it in water because it has to be diluted. It is so strong. And as I remember oregano oil. I go to take oregano oil on Friday night. My throat is burning already, and I think this is going to help me because I'm not going to make it. I'm not going to make it. I'm not going to make it. And I take a drop full of oregano oil, and without thinking, I squirt the whole thing into my mouth, non-diluted, and it goes straight to my vocal cords. And they burn like my cords have never burned before. And they were literally burning. That's what was happening. And I thought, what just happened? What did I do? I counted the drops today to see how much a dropper full was. 33 drops. I took 33 drops straight into my vocal cords. And you know what? I had this thought because right away I couldn't talk. And it not only took my breath away, but my cords didn't come together. And I stopped talking, and I stopped talking to anybody because I thought, wow, I just created my worst fear. I kept saying, I'm not going to make it. I'm not going to make it. And even if I was going to make it, I found a way to assure myself that I wasn't going to make it. Unconsciously, I grabbed that oregano oil and squirted it right into my vocal cords. And now I couldn't sing at all. So I tried to sleep it off. Saturday morning, I took this, I drank that, all these things to help. And by the time Saturday night came along and I did sound check, I could tell my voice was not back, but it was back enough to be able to do the concert. And the next day, I tried to keep quiet again, and I was able to do it. And I came away with a lesson. I was afraid, and I was self-sabotaging. And so everything that I was saying was making it, I did exactly what I was afraid of, as opposed to saying, somehow I'm going to get through this. Somehow this is all going to work out. Somehow this is going to be good. And I kept thinking of our guests today because I thought, maybe this is what I've done in relationship. When I think, when I'm in relationship, oh, I'm not good enough for this relationship, or this person is going to end up hating me if I don't do this or do that, or look at this person doing this, or how come this person isn't doing that. If these are my constant thoughts, then that's what it's going to come out to play out in the relationship. So I was so excited to see this beautiful book that we're going to be talking about, Loving Promises, the Masterclass for Creating Magnificent Relationships, because it actually lists out what you could actually say to yourself that could help you have not only a relationship with a beautiful compliment, but also in family, in friendship, and in business even. So when we come back, we're going to be talking to the author of this book and his beautiful wife, Richard Matzkin and Alice Matzkin. And a little later on, great music by our musical guest, Martin Kember, all on the Life Changes Show right after this.
You are listening to the Life Changes Show, live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as Marianne Williamson, Gary Anthony Williams, Sharon Stone, and Alex Gray on our archive page at lifechangesshow.com. Or you can visit us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We are back. I'm Filippo Voltaggio, sitting here with Mark Leger, and I'm laughing because Alice Matzkin said, why didn't you just take cyanide?
Well, and I was thinking, we've talked about how many firsts we've had on this show. Every show there seems to be a first, and this is the first time I've heard of oregano poisoning or oregano overdose.
Yeah,
or,
right. So it's great stuff, by the way. You just got to know.
It's just not in bulk.
Yeah. Well, so... I'm so excited to get into this conversation. They're both artists. Actually, Alice is a portrait painter and an author. And Richard is a, well, I just found out he's also a musician and a sculptor. A drummer. You're a musician. A sculptor and an author. They've written a couple books. The first book is called The Art of Aging. And this last book, I have to say this before they say anything, it was actually written by Richard Matzkin. However, the book says, to me, this says it all. Under his acknowledgments, he wrote, although her name doesn't appear on the cover, Alice is really the true author of this book. I have merely tried to put into words the beautiful person she is and the magnificent love and friendship I'm getting choked up that she gives. That's so beautiful. Welcome, Alice and Richard Matzkin, on the show.
Thank you. Thank you.
What a pleasure. How did you two meet?
Well, we met at first at a friend's house, but we actually fell in love a couple of days later on the Santa Monica Freeway between the Lincoln and Fifth Street off ramp. We were in the same car.
Okay, that's very specific.
And we were going out on our first date.
Aww.
And we went dancing at a place called Dance Home in Santa Monica. We used to dance at freestyle dancing, and I had to dance with him. We got on the floor, and we were like Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers. We whirled around, and to make a long story short, we fell madly in love with each other. We recognized each other on a very deep soul level, and we were never apart after that first date.
Wow.
And of course, we have a whole, we ended up getting, I moved in with him, then he moved in with me. I have two children. He took on two teenagers. And without even thinking, it didn't even matter to him. It was like, what was yours is mine. And he was just a wonderful partner. And then a couple of months later, we got married in India. We had a ceremony with a Brahmin priest and in a little village somewhere. And then we came home and got married again. We had a potluck wedding in our backyard. My brother married us. And 34 years later, we're still madly in love.
You could just tell by the way she's telling that story, yeah. And she keeps looking at him, and he looks at her, and
both of them are beaming. Beaming.
And they're arm in arm right now. They're sitting next to each other, arm in arm. That is so beautiful. Now, obviously, people that know you have said to you, you have a beautiful relationship, and we want to be like you, or how to be like you. And that's pretty much how this book came about, right?
Yeah, people wanted to know the secrets that we had, as if it's all secret.
Oregano oil.
Oregano oil.
Lots of it.
And so, you know, this book is a gift. It's a gift to people who've suffered as we have suffered, and especially
not
me.
With each other.
In previous relationships. I've been married 3 times before Alice. So I know bad relationships.
Mm.
And like I say, the book is a gift. And what I did is I looked back at our relationship and found 39 aspects of love and put these in the form of promises that you make to yourself, not to your partner.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really the way that we live together and love together.
You know, in the promo that you have for this book, I love it. You see both of you in bed, and Alice is sleeping or pretending to sleep, and you're writing, right? You wrote this book literally by her side, a lot of it, right?
A lot of it by her side.
With a pencil.
With a pencil.
But it has actually been about 20 years of writing in various incarnations. But in the last year and a half, really have been humping to get it finished.
You also include a sculpture, a picture of a sculpture that, yeah. that you created, right, Richard? And it's of... Is it of the two of you, or is it an older couple?
It's just an older couple. It's part of a series I did, Old Lovers, old people in sensuous embrace.
And they're naked and they're embracing, and there's just like this serene look on the woman's face, yeah. like she's home kind of thing.
Yeah,
it's a beautiful thing.
Well, the sculptures are really us. They're not physically us, but they express the feelings that we have toward each other. So various positions and various embraces, but it expresses the feelings that we have toward each other.
So in order to be able to express the way you do from the place that you are and from the age that you are, and I say that because I know of the previous book, the Art of Aging. So you had to come to terms with something that a lot of people don't do with aging to begin with.
Well, in this culture, aging is not a good thing. And people try to keep it away as much as they can. But we were disturbed. I mean, you see your body falling apart. And losing energy and as you're getting older. And we had to come to terms. And the way we did it was through our art.
Hmm.
Alice, well, I'll let you
speak. I have to say we created 60 pieces of art over 15 years with no intention to write a book or do anything. We were just doing it for our own healing. And so we ended up with all these different projects about aging. I interviewed women 70 years and older to ask them what makes life worthwhile. And then I painted, after I did that, I said, well, what about the body? It's all dropping to the floor, you know. And then I ended up painting naked women that were 58 to 87 years old. And then about what about dying? And so then I ended up painting pictures of an aunt from age 89 to 97, and just to watch how the body transforms in old age. And then Richard did a whole series of sculptures, naked old men and lovers. Mm. And it was just a healing thing to do that. And what happened was it just put us in a place where we're very accepting of our aging. And in fact, it just makes life more precious and more wonderful. And in fact, you know, here I am 76 years old now, and Richard's 73, and we still feel creative. We still feel excited about living. You know, we feel we have a lot of things to put out in the world. Richard's book, Loving Promises, is a gift at this time in our history of what's going on this planet, this gift of love, of how to be a loving human being.
So needed. Well, of course, you're still creating. Here's Loving Promises, and that book is available at lovingpromisesbook.com. And it is so, I'm sorry?
And on Amazon.com.
And on Amazon.com, right. And this is so new that it's still not up on the main website, but it will be. And that main website is matzkinstudio.com. I'll spell that, matzkinstudio.com. When we come back, we'll be talking more with Alice and Richard a little later on. Music by Martin Kember, all here on the Life Changes Show right after this.
Listen to these words. He would not be beat by forces too fierce for man, woman, or beast. As the going got tougher, his courage increased. It's a little story with a big message, a message that speaks to children of all ages. It's about believing in yourself, overcoming obstacles, and never giving up. It's been called a masterpiece, one of the finest children's books ever written, and a true children's classic. Shadow Stevens has been called Dr. Seuss for the 21st century. His big little book, The Big Galoot, is a story about bullying. Bullying has become an American epidemic, and The Big Galoot talks about it in a way that will touch the heart of a child of four and a grandfather of 104. It's the story of a little boy with size 42 hands, the biggest hands anyone has ever seen, and the kids laugh at him, then the laughter turns mean. They mock him and trip him, and much worse. But throughout it all, Warren Galoot says, "I'm a galoot, but I have good luck. You can't get me down, I never give up." A second grader named Chandler said, "I thought it was the best funny book I have seen in my life." And we agree. Whoopi Goldberg said, "This is a great story. Bravo, Shadow." The Big Galoot is available now as an ebook exclusively on Kindle Fire on Amazon for only $3.98. We strongly urge you to get it for your children, your children's children, or as a gift to yourself. Its message speaks to all of us. Have good luck and never give up. Go to Amazon.com and search for The Big Galoot by Shadow Stevens.
You are listening to The Life Changes Show, live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as The Green Children, Dan Millman, Hot Rod Fuller, and Mike Marino, on our archive page at lifechangesnetwork.com. You can also follow us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We are back. I'm Filippo Voltaggio, sitting here with Mark Leger, and our guests are Alice and Richard Matzkin. They're both artists, and they're both authors, and they've written a book together, and, well, both together, really. This one we're talking about right now is Loving Promises, the Masterclass for Creating Magnificent Relationships. That title in itself is a mouthful, and it's interesting. You have a preface by Cynthia Riddle, and she says that in reading the book, I'm paraphrasing, that she was immersed in the precepts of a loving relationship as she read through the book. Interestingly enough, I don't know if this happens to everybody, but she found love while reading the book, right?
She did.
So is this something that happens to everybody?
If you read the book, you fall in love, and that's a guarantee.
You fall in love with yourself, you know.
And that is, I think, a key right there.
Yeah.
Yes.
Let's talk about that. What does that mean?
How can you love someone if you don't love yourself? Mm. That's the basis of love, is loving yourself, accepting yourself, feeling good about yourself. Otherwise, you're grabbing on to another person and trying to get from them. And when you do that, it's competition, it's conflict, and it's each side trying to get what they can get. Not the basis of a relationship, not the basis of love.
So you actually turn that around in the book, and you say it's more about what?
It's about giving. Giving. Loving is giving. And it's it's behavior. It's giving actions. It's not talking. It's not feeling. It's giving.
You know, that throws me back into reflection on your other book as well. I think that the topics seem to overlap. I was thinking while we were off the air for a minute, how as a child, you know, especially in America at least, we're brought up in this consumer age of beauty being defined so quickly by consumerism, and then the beauty considered over as they go on to the next young person to sell their products around and that. And then you hear kids talk about, oh, I saw my parents kissing, or these things. There's a complete separation of love and intimacy and the respect and honor of that, as well as supporting that from an individual sense. And so you're talking about being loving yourself and being authentic and being able to share from that confident place with each other. I think this is a hugely important point that we're missing out on in a way in society, to be able to be in that present and in that love like you two share.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Is there a question there?
I wanted to bring the topic back. It wasn't necessarily the question as bringing that into the second book then, and obviously how that relates to relationships and to relating to each other, because you're being your true self and being in your authentic place and sharing your heart from a self-love perspective allows you to be more complete with each other, right?
Yeah, that's true. And to enlarge on the topic of aging and loving as you get older, what we've found is that as we've aged, our love is even more precious because you savor each moment because you don't have an endless amount of moments. When you're young, you think, well, life is going to go on forever. But we've done the math, and we understand that there'll be a point when one of us will be alone. And that just makes life so precious and our moment together so precious.
I think when we're young, maybe we think life is going to go on forever because we don't have a lot of examples of older people experiencing life. And I think we're just shown youth. And so what I love about you all continuing your work but sharing your work is that we're being shown, and thank you for showing us.
And the truth is, I mean, we feel totally ageless. I mean, I look in the mirror and I go, oh, my God, look at that old wrinkled mass, you know. And yet inside of myself, I'm 20 or I don't know how old I am, but I could be a child or an old woman or anything. I could be any age. I feel totally ageless. I have friends that are younger than my own kids, you know, and friends who are old. And it's just, it has nothing to do with age. Just, it's sort of the spirit that's inside of you.
And you still dance like Ginger Rogers.
I still love to dance, yeah.
So in one of the chapters, you talk about optimal conditions for love to thrive. I loved this because you talk about integrity, authenticity, stability. Can we talk about that? Kindness.
We could.
Yes.
The optimal conditions are like precursors of loving promises. And I've named them as things that I want for myself in the relationship and things that I want from Alice also. And integrity, patience, I don't have the list.
Kindness, generosity, yeah. Independence, maturity. Wow. Acceptance, presence. What's presence?
Presence is really important because it's being right here in the moment.
Mm.
And we're here. Mm. I feel it, you and me.
Yeah.
And when we're here together in presence, in this moment, we're drawn in together.
Mm.
If one of us was sort of drifting away, and it's very easy to do.
Or if I was on my phone texting.
Right.
That draws us apart.
Right.
So presence is being right together.
Mm.
And I think it's essential in a relationship to be able to do that, to listen.
And so many things come from that. Like you mentioned, ease. Things are easier when you're present and you're taking in what's going on,
yeah.
right? And you're tuning in to the other person. And so you're saying these are all things that you want for yourself and for her and from her.
Yes. But it's a precursor. It just sort of shows the direction that we want to move in.
That's the soil.
That's the soil.
Mm-hmm. Fidelity. Forgot about fidelity.
There are the loving promises are much more detailed.
Right.
And they're different because they don't involve Alice. They involve me, how I'm going to be in the relationship. Mm. So it takes it a step farther.
And when we come back, we will talk about a few of them. Some of them really struck me. But you talk also about relationship never being static. And I think that is so key. Obviously, life changes, right?
Life changes.
From one moment to the next, let's talk about that.
Life changes.
What did you say? I couldn't have said it better myself.
Yeah, you did a good job.
It's a good show, Tim.
Did you want to say?
No?
And the thing is that people, if it changes in the direction that people don't want, they say, well, you know, I'll love you if you don't get fat, if you don't lose your sexual desire, if you stop drinking. But all of these ifs are weakening the relationship, every single one. And these are changes that happen. And if a person doesn't accept what is, the changes that happen, then the relationship will go downhill.
I want to mention this because I think it was during a break. Alice, you were talking about as one ages, one is concerned, some of us are concerned about losing the desirability. But you were saying it's not about that. I think it was during a break. So please elaborate on that.
Well, it's not about desirability. I mean, it's about the love you feel for a person. It doesn't even matter how they look. It's just how you feel about them and how you are with them. It's like, you know, Richard looks at me. I get out of bed in the morning sometimes, and Richard looks at me, and he just loves to look at my body, you know. And I get, my God, how can he stand to look at it? It's draping, it's falling, it's got, you know, marks and warts and all kinds of things that happen when you get older. And he thinks it's the most beautiful body in the world. Mm. And I feel the same about him because we love each other, and it doesn't really matter. Mm. It isn't about, it's so superficial to think it's only the body or it's only the face, you know. It's only, you know. It isn't. It's so much deeper than that. And also the beauty is something, first of all, beauty comes from inside. You know, it sounds funny, but it's true. And the beauty changes. It's a different form of beauty that changes as you get older, especially, you know. And it's really the light that comes through you. It's, so, you know, it's who you are as a human being. It isn't about your body. Your body is just something that, you know, you're not going to have for the rest of your life. You know, eventually you're going to drop your body. So what's really important is what's inside of you, the spirit that lives within you. Mm. And that's the, where the love is, you know, is to find that beauty and look at that beauty in that way. Mm.
It sounds like some of the things that you're saying are also precursors to getting into a relationship. Being comfortable with one's self, one's body, being comfortable with and setting that soil, so to speak, to plant the seed, right?
Yes.
Listen, if you meet somebody and the first thing they say is, you know, I don't like your body, you get just run out of the door so fast that the smoke will be behind you.
But that happened to you.
That happened to me. I had a boyfriend that once said, you know, I really like you if you, you know, you had long straight hair and small breasts and long legs. I went, uh-oh, I'm in deep trouble. I have curly hair, big breasts, and, you know, I don't have long legs. It's like, I said, well, what am I supposed to do about that? You know, I mean, it's
leave.
I didn't. That was, but I thank him forever for that relationship because he taught me everything I didn't want. So by the time I met Richard, we recognized each other. You know, I fell in love with Richard, and I didn't even know his last name. And on top of it all, he had a spiritual name from when he was in India. I didn't even know what his name was or anything about him, except I just felt him so deeply, and he felt me. And I'd been single for 10 years.
Up until that point?
Yeah.
Wow. Could I just ask you real quickly, what was the spiritual name?
Dasaraths.
Dasaraths.
Who was a great king.
Okay. Of course it is. Yeah. Okay. What is the equivalent for great queen?
Shyla.
I'm Shyla. Okay. I'm Shyla. That's my spiritual name.
Well, we'll be right back with Shyla and Dasaraths. Allison, Richard, Matt Skin. Of course, we're talking about kind of two books simultaneously, The Art of Aging and Loving Promises, the Masterclass for Creating Magnificent Relationships. In just a couple days, you'll be able to go to their website. We'll have both of them. So let's make sure we just give that one. And that one is totally lost it.
Which one?
Matskin.
Matskinstudio.com.
Studio.com. And Matskin is, so everybody has that, M-A-T-Z-K-I-N
studios.com.
Okay. We'll be right back with them. And in just a little bit, music live here at Studio NoHo by Martin Kember on the Life Changes Show right after this.
The Life Changes Show is a premier radio show presented by the Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people, celebrities, corporate giants, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart, integrity, and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your lives through the Life Changes Show, LifeChangesNetwork.com, and through guest appearances on other inspiring shows and events. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching, a private consultation with one of us, corporate or live event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, please email us at info@lifechangesnetwork.com.
We're back. I'm Filippo Voltaggio, sitting here with Mark Legere and our guests, Allison, Richard, Matskin. And we, of course, are talking about this book, Loving Promises, and we are talking about relationship. Now, before we get into the promises that one says to oneself about relationship, I loved that you have this, like, it's the answer to what I was saying. Like, I'm not going to make it, or I'm not good enough, and all these things that I was saying. Here are self-loving promises. I will be awake to myself. I will be supportive of myself. I will be accepting of myself. And this list goes on and on and on. How important are those for people to feel about themselves in relationship?
Okay. That was one of the loving promises. I've got them written down here. And it's one of the last ones because it's really important. Let me read that. I will deepen my love for myself. If I do not love me, I cannot give love to you, nor can I be available to receive your love. I will aspire to acknowledge myself as unconditionally lovable. Mm. I will adapt the loving promises so that they apply to myself. And I think what you were referring to was, I had a list of loving promises that were for yourself.
Right.
I didn't really develop that, but I wanted to put that out because I felt it was important that you do love yourself, that you do accept yourself, that you don't wait until you're perfect before you open your heart to yourself.
Mm.
So, yeah, that I truly believe that you are unable to love another person without having love in your heart for yourself.
Mm. Mm. That's beautiful. Number 23, do you have them numbered? I remembered.
I have them numbered.
Okay, so number 23 stuck out for me.
Okay. Let me read that. I will respect our independence. You are not my possession. I will honor your freedom to think, say, and do what seems right to you, even if I do not agree or understand. I trust that you can take care of yourself. I will foster my own independence so that I can be free and autonomous when necessary. And I think that last sentence really does it. Because if I'm not independent, if I need you, if I'm, you know, freaked out if I'm not getting what I need from you, I'm going to manipulate. I'm going to try and control you. So an essential aspect of independence is having your own independence, so that you're free to take when necessary and free to give when necessary.
Wow.
But that doesn't mean we live separate lives. It means that within, because we're very close, we hang out all the time, we love each other's company, we really enjoy it. But it just means that we're free to be who we are and to go on whatever path we want to go on. Mm-hmm. But it's always within consideration to each other also.
And it's so nice that we're different, that we can be independent, and I can learn from her, and she can learn from me.
Exactly.
As a matter of fact, in number 11, you say, I will inspire you to be your best.
Let me look at 11.
And he does. He always inspires me to be my best. And I think I do this. We're so much in each other's corner. Mm. You know, we're not in competition with each other even for a second. Mm. And, you know, I'll be in the studio painting, and, you know, he can come in and you know, he can practically put his brush on my paintings, you know, and I would trust whatever he would do. And he would just, you know, he would encourage me to continue. And whenever I've had any successes with any of my work, he's so excited about it. And it's the same thing with him, you know. I mean, we're just excited about each other's successes and accomplishments, and we love each other, you know. We just want the best for each other.
Yeah.
Fantastic. You know, a couple times you've said that it may sound funny, and it's not. Nothing you've said tonight sounds funny. What it sounds to me is, A, it sounds true.
It is true.
And B, it sounds like something I haven't heard enough of.
Right. She's my best buddy.
He's my best buddy. Aww.
So it's like, in a sense, friendship.
Frack.
Friendship is really the basis of love, I think. And we're, you know, friends care about each other. They have each other's back. They'll go the extra mile for each other. We're friends, and
we're everything to each other. We're friends. We're lovers. He's my mother, my father, my sister, my brother. Mm. You know, we're just so much to each other.
I couldn't find it, but somewhere I remember one of the promises also included if we should fight, or that I will stay present or something. Mm. Right?
Yeah.
That sounds so hard.
In many of these promises, there's a little thing that's added, even if we are in conflict.
Right.
And you're right. It's that's when it's hard. It's, you know, when things are going fine, it's easy to follow the promises. But when she's being a jerk, or I'm being a jerk.
And that's our show.
No. I hate your guts.
No, what a divorce.
Very quick. Cue the music.
No. But we actually don't fight very much, you know. But when we do, it never lasts for more than 12 seconds, and then we're over it. And one time when that time we were driving in the car, we were working at this job, and it was a crazy job, and we were having this horrible fight. We were on, you know, driving in the car, screaming at each other.
No, we were parked.
We were?
We wouldn't do when we were driving.
Okay. But anyway, we realized, maybe we were, I guess we were.
We were screaming
at each other, which we were, but we were holding hands.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
And we didn't even realize we were holding hands. We were sitting there holding hands, and all of a sudden we looked at our hands, and we started laughing. And it was so sweet. And that's how it is with us, because, you know, we're not, you know, we're not attacking each other. We don't attack each other. Sometimes you just, something happens and you like explode for a minute, you know. But that, you know, it just, if, I don't know.
Exchanging passions.
Yes.
That's great. So now when people say, I want to have a relationship like you, you say, well, interestingly, we wrote a book about it.
And it's called
Loving Promises, the Masterclass for Creating Magnificent Relationships.
But I have to say that we've been together 34 years. We have no backlog. We have nothing that we wish to change.
Hmm.
And that's a pretty unusual thing for people, because a lot of people, you know, you hear people saying, oh, I'm so glad my husband is going away for a week and I can have the house to myself and I want to be alone. But that's not at all what's happening. There's no backlog at all.
We deal with it
in the
when
moment.
It happens.
And it doesn't happen too often because we're on the same page. But when it happens, our intention is for peace. That's it. That's the intention for our to be at peace.
Good for you.
And
wow.
To be in agreement.
Wow.
To agree from a really deep place where it's real. It's like, okay, what do we want? Exactly. Mm-hmm. We want peace, right? We want the peace in ourselves. We want peace in our family. We want peace in the world. And peace in the world starts right inside of you. If you're angry with yourself, it's going to go out there and it's going to add.
Okay, you have to stop, otherwise you're going to bring a tear to my eye and I have to get a hold of myself.
You're going to blubber into the microphone.
That's electricity, right?
this was beautiful. Thank you for sharing. And throughout the whole show, they were. What happened?
He picked up his paper, The Loving Promise.
Oh, you're right. He picked up his paper to read it. Okay, they were holding hands or arm in arm. It's been a beautiful thing to watch the two of you, really, and to listen and be in your presence. And like I said, I've read about maybe a third of the book, so I've got two-thirds to go, and I can't wait. Yeah. And so people can get the book at matzkinstudio.com, M-A-T-Z-K-I-N, studio.com. Actually, that's a treat in itself because they'll get to see your artwork, both
exactly.
of you, sculptures and paintings and all of that, yeah. right?
Right?
And then we put, I hope this was okay, we put your email address on the, so people can contact
sure.
you.
Sure.
Is that all right?
Sure, of course.
Okay. Well, then I hope they do, because you have so much to offer, and thank you for sharing it here. And if I'm not mistaken, we're one of the first or the first radio interview for the new book.
You are the first.
Hey, all right.
The ink is hardly dry in the book.
Oh,
we just got it a week and a half ago.
Oh, well, you just made my night. All right. So thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much.
What a pleasure. Alice and Richard Matzkin. When we come back, we have music live in the studio by Martin Kember, all on the Life Changes Show right after this.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening. Someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
You are listening to the Life Changes Show, live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as Mariel Hemingway, Shadow Stevens, Gary Zukav, and Kyle Cease on our website at lifechangesshow.com. You can also follow us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and at Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We are back. I am Filippo Voltaggio, sitting here with Mark Legere and our guests, Alice and Richard Matzkin. And joining us in the studio is Martin Kember. And yes, woohoo. Martin is, of course, a solo soul singer, and he's also the former frontman for AZ1 and for Color Me Bad. And he's a songwriter and a gold record songwriter at that. He's so much more, and he's in a loving relationship, and he has a beautiful daughter. Welcome to the show, Martin Kember.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. And just listening to this lovely couple here reminds me of my parents. And if I can say that, they came 4 months within making their 65th wedding anniversary
when
my father passed away. Yeah. Oh. And, you know, they were very much like our guest tonight, just kindred souls, you know, in love since their late teens. And, you know, so there's a lot of love in my family. So guess what? I write love songs.
Well, yes, and you do them well. And hopefully we're going to get to hear at least one or two in just a moment. But interestingly enough, when I was mentioning to our mutual friend, Tess Cacciatore,
yes,
that we were having a couple on the show that's going to be talking about love, and she said, oh, you have to have Martin Kember on as the musical guest, because you did what now? You wrote a love song?
Well, yeah. Tess brought up the fact, it was my wife's birthday last week, and I proposed to her on her birthday 16 years ago. So we just recently celebrated 15 years of marriage.
What
so
a romantic.
I took her out to the same restaurant where I proposed to her with my daughter in tow this time, and we celebrated our relationship and our family together.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Yeah, it was awesome. It was awesome.
And was there a song included?
There is a song that's actually, we're going to do it later. It's called...
okay, well, let's not give it away.
Let's
not give it away. Okay. I just have to say real quick, I was looking at your resume. It is quite impressive.
Thank you.
I mean, obviously, we can't go through it all, but I mean, just recently you were on the BET Awards. That's a huge deal, being, I'm looking at you and you look white.
Pretty much, yeah. You know, but what is color? You know, what is white? Yeah, that was one of the highlights of my career. Definitely, just standing on stage and looking out and seeing Alicia Keys and Pharrell and Lionel Richie,
right?
And it's like, okay, Martin, sing.
Well, on one of your songs, you're featured with Snoop Dogg.
Snoop is on one of the remixes. Yeah, that's correct.
You are too much. And you literally just got back from Vegas. So we're happy that you're here with us tonight. Yeah. Performing with who, actually?
Well, Sherry Gordy, Berry Gordy's daughter, does a Motown tribute show out there. So she invites a lot of people down to come and perform, and, you know, having kind of, you know, being a blue-eyed soul singer, you know, Motown was actually, you know, obviously a huge influence on my person and my creativity. And so, yeah, it's a natural fit. I have a great time every time I go out there with them.
Well, awesome. Well, you came with Kyle Bolden. He's going to be playing.
Yeah.
Lead guitar.
Okay. He's an awesome guitar player. Now, he actually plays with a band called The Unit, which I've had the honor of playing with several times, a backing band. And man, they're my favorite band to play with ever. So, cool.
When you say play, you mean sing?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. It's all play.
Oh, good for you. Good for you. Okay. So I understand the first song we're going to hear is off your album that just came out, Martin Kember.
Actually, this one came out in 2013. Called Cycles.
Oh,
the
right.
The album was called Cycles.
Oh, yeah. Right. The second song is from the album that's coming up.
Exactly.
Oh, okay. Okay. Right. I got it now.
Yeah.
Okay. And so this is called
Back to Him She Goes.
Back to Him She Goes. This is off of Cycles. Here's Martin Kember singing live on the Life Changes show here at Studio NoHo. All right.
All the time I've been knowing you, didn't know we would end up here. It took me so long to say the words and to overcome my fears. But when I see you walking hand in hand, I have to close my eyes. 'cause I know the love you give to him should rightfully be mine. He breaks it down, I pick her up, and back to him she goes. He treats her wrong, I make her strong, still back to him she goes. She goes. It's 2 o'clock in the morning, answer my phone and I'm hearing you cry. You say you need me to pick you up, but I question myself why. But I know I just can't wait to see you, I must be a fool. 'Cause I just keep on telling myself this time she'll be here for good. And for that moment I feel like my half is now my whole. But still the same cycle continues, you're right back in his arms. He breaks it down, I pick her up, and back to him she goes. He treats her wrong, I make her strong, and back to him she goes. She goes. She goes. He breaks it down, I pick her up, and back to him she goes. He treats her wrong, I make her strong, and back to him she goes. He breaks it down, I pick her up, still back to him she goes. He treats her wrong, I make her strong, and back to him she goes. She goes, she goes, she goes, she goes again. He breaks it down, I pick her up, still back to him she goes.
Awesome. Martin Kember, that was awesome. You could get his music, obviously, at his website, martinkember.com. I'll spell that. Martin is M-A-R-T-I-N, Kember, K-E-M-B-E-R.com. And, of course, he's on Facebook at Martin Kember Music, and on Twitter, Martin Kember 1, the number 1, Instagram, et cetera, et cetera. Martin Kember, just Martin Kember, you'll find him.
Just Google Martin Kember.
You know, so this song was pretty much the relationship you don't want to have, like the one Alice had before she met Richard.
Prior
so hopefully this next song will be about the relationship that they have. I have to say, I know you sang this weekend in Vegas, and you sound in great voice. So you must have taken your oregano oil this morning.
I did, you know, but just a drop. Just a drop.
Just a drop.
You know what I mean? It was actually Quaker's date oil. You know, lube it up a little bit.
Okay, so you sound great. So what is this song called now?
This next song I actually wrote for my wife when our 15th year anniversary was coming up, but I took it back to the day of our wedding. Now there's been 117,000 wedding songs, right? This song is called Sanctuary. It's not particularly about the wedding, but it's more about our relationship and the wedding night, if you know what I mean.
No, I don't know what you mean, actually. I've never been married, so what happens exactly? No, okay, we don't have to. After the show.
After the show, yeah.
Okay, so, well, here is Martin Kember singing about what happened on his wedding night. It's Sanctuary live here at Studio NoHo on the Life Changes Show.
Yeah. cruel unknown. From that day you said yes, I guess this was set. All our people, they showed up to see us walk on down that aisle. Now the vows have been made, sealed with a kiss. All the toasts have been set as they raise their glass of champagne. Ceremony's complete and the after party's winding down. Now that we done jumped the broom, let's sneak away and consummate these vows. Cause for the rest of our life, this room right here, this gon' be a sanctuary. And this bed right here, baby, this gon' be a sanctuary. Every time and night I'll meet you here, hey, baby. Cause this bed right here, baby, this gon' be a sanctuary. It seemed like when it's planned, the garden came off, the bouquet been tossed, and the seal she caught it again. But now focus turns to me and you. Can you hear me, baby? Cause the rest of our life starts right here and now. We already cut the cake and the wobble baby dance is all done. Oh, let me pour another drink, cause for us the night has just begun. Cause for the rest of our lives, this room right here, this gon' be our sanctuary. And this bed right here, baby, this gon' be our sanctuary. Every day and night I'll meet you here, cause this bed right here, baby, this gon' be a sanctuary. And anytime you need me, just call on me, baby. When you need someone to talk to, who understands you like no other, see, I'll meet you right here in our home, in our sanctuary. We'll take on this world together and never alone. The night I'll meet you here, cause this bed right here, baby, this gonna be a sanctuary, yeah. See, this gonna be a sanctuary, yeah. This gonna be a sanctuary. This gonna be a sanctuary. This gonna be a sanctuary.
Martin, all right. That was awesome. When is the song going to come out?
Well, I'm going to release the album late this fall, right before winter, because it's a special album for me, because some of my biggest influences, maybe as you can hear in that song, is Prince. And, you know, he was a huge inspiration to me musically, and losing him you know, has you know, it's changed me a little bit. And not only that, I'm a huge Michael Jackson fan too. So this next record is very, very heavily influenced by the two of those.
And it's going to be called?
Individuals together. The album is called Consummate.
Consummate.
Yeah.
And is this the first time this song has been presented on radio?
It is.
Wow, another first. That's very special. Well, I wanted to know when it's going to come out, because I'm predicting another baby boom because of this song. It's certainly going to give I Want to Sex You Up a run for his money.
This is true.
So
this is true.
Martin Kember, you could find his music at Martin Kember, KEMBER.com, Martin Kember Music on Facebook, et cetera, et cetera. Martin Kember One on Twitter. So great to have you here. And
thank
you. Kyle Bolden on lead guitar, thank you for being here.
Thanks for having
Sounded
me.
Sounded great, man.
Thank you.
How awesome to have you both here. Thank you so much. And thank you for sharing that with us.
Thanks for having me.
And thank you once again to Alice and Richard Matskin. What a special show this has been. Thanks to you two as well. Wow. Okay. So with that, I have to say thank you to Brent Hahn here at Studio NoHo for making us all sound so good.
Thank you, Brent.
My voice is actually really high, kind of like Martin's, but he makes it sound low. No. Anyway, and so also thank you to our managing engineer at BBS Radio, Doug Newsom. On behalf of our executive producer, Dorothy Donahue, and our producer, Mark Leisure, I am your host, Filippo Voltaggio, reminding you, as your life changes, like ours sure did tonight, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to the Life Changes Show on the BBS Radio Network. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time. And visit us online at lifechangesnetwork.com, on Facebook at The Life Changes Show, and on Twitter at Life Changes Show. Join us again next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes. The Life Changes Network is an entertainment network. The views and opinions expressed are those of the guests and participants and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Life Changes.